Welcome to the podcast, J.R. Payne, the head coach at the University of Colorado. Let's go Buffs, baby. We got J.R. in the house. Hey, it's great to see you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Appreciate everything you do for our great game.
Oh, thank you for taking the time. This is March, and there's madness already around us. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what your madness is like right now.
Well, we're getting ready to head off to our conference tournament. Big 12 tournament starts. Well, our first game will be Wednesday, so we're going to play the winner of Kansas and UCF. And it's just everything is just on high. You know, everything is on 10 as far as just emotions and excitement and readiness and, you know, just trying to keep, the right balance between like the emotional high and also just stay focused on doing what we got to do to be successful.
So I know coaches have great vision, but they also have the ability to stay in the moment. And staying in the moment right now is trying to win the Big 12 championship. Yeah. Okay. So JR, you've had a great year. You've won many games. You have put your team in the best position to succeed. What is it going to be like playing in the Big 12 tournament for you this year when you know that you have a legitimate chance to win it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have we have 10 new players this year. So in some ways, it's a new team. But at this point, it's March. Nobody's new anymore. And so I would say at this point, we have a pretty veteran group, that has played in big games, played in big moments, and played with a level of poise that I think you have to have in March. You know, you need enough talent, enough experience, but also like the right mental mindset, going into March. And so I think we do a great job in our program of taking it one day at a time, literally just practice today. You know, we got to be great today and that's it. And I think that mantra allows us to go through, you know, hopefully a deep run here through the Big 12 tournament and then into March. I think that allows us to stay very present and handle our business one possession at a time, really.
So one possession at a time. We hear that. It's a lot of good coach speak. We love that, right? But we want the person listening to know what that means. Like, how do you break it down and get it ready? You know, like, there's so many different aspects to the grind of where we are in March and to get to this point. But how do you keep it real?
Yeah, I mean, we're very blunt with our team. Like we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so we're getting ready to have a film session here in a few minutes. It's going to be a little bit more ugly, than I would have liked. But I think, you know, we're very intentional about pointing out the areas that we can be better. There are some areas at this point that are not going to drastically improve, you know, or drastically change, I should say. But there are some things that we know we get to control, and we're going to control the heck out of those, you know, whether that's our precision in our ball screen coverage, you know, and things like that. So it's very technical at this point of the year. And we have, like I said, a veteran group that will buy into that and believe that those small details will allow us to win. You know, because everybody's going to play their heart out. Everybody's going to play, you know, hard. But the details are everything. So
we should never be coaching effort at this level. And I know you're not doing that with your group. But when you get to the conference tournament, and it is like new life, but you also have already played one of the teams that you're going to see.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, I know that you probably save a little something in your back pocket, or you're going to tweak or change something in the second half, because that's what all the great coaches do, is they've got something that they haven't unleashed on the metrics or the analytics yet. But sure. when you're looking at playing a team again, what kind of prep, or does it change? And does it change because it's March?
I think we take the approach of like what worked, what didn't work. And how can we, and then we also try to, you know, have some things in our pocket that we haven't really shown, and also really trying to anticipate what are the things that they're going to do differently, you know, based on what they're seeing in our film. So if we're not shooting the ball very well, we should expect to see, you know, maybe some different defensive coverages and things like that. But I think also at this point, we are who we are. You know, we're excellent on the glass, we're excellent defensive team, and those things are our foundations, you know, so we need to lean into those and maybe even dial it up. If we've been operating at a 9 out of 10 defensively, because we're pretty good, what does it take to get us to a 10? You know, because you might need to be in that space in order to win these games.
I love that. Okay. So break down the Big 12 for us. Like, tell us a little bit about something in the Big 12 that we haven't seen that we may be needing to watch in the tournament.
Yeah. Well, from a non-basketball perspective, we're playing on that glass court, which is going to be very exciting. Have you read about that?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Break it down.
Okay, so it is an LED glass basketball court. So everybody that's listening, you need to go look it up because it is one of the coolest things you have ever seen. There's a couple courts in Europe that people are playing on. They played some FIBA championships on it. They broke it out at the NBA All-Star game last year. And it is truly LED glass. So like on the iPad, you can sign your name on the iPad and it instantly shows up on the court. They can change the background. It is a game changer. It is so cool. So definitely.
How do you prep for that? Is that a distraction in any way? I mean, is that a shooter's kind of court? I mean, what's the lighting look like?
Yeah, they will make it look like the normal basketball court. So we all got a chance. Those of us that played down in Florida this year got a chance to go see the court, and we actually practiced on it because their court, you know, is housed in Orlando. And so it functions exactly the same as a regular court. Like it squeaks the same, it feels the same. So anyways, that's going to be really unique. You know, and then I think the depth of our conference is really cool. Like a lot of people have talked about, well, all the Big 12 keeps beating each other. You know, and I see that as just a huge strength of our conference. You know, the fact that we have some elite teams, but also the teams that are underneath, you know, those elite teams are fully capable of competing at the highest level. So we've seen a lot of what people would call upsets. I don't really see them that way. I just see two great teams battling.
I don't even like to have the conversation about which league is the best, which conference is the best. Everybody's on TV. Everybody's resources are similar, unless your payroll is larger. Yeah. You know, and then besides that, we just have a great product across the board. Yeah. All right. So give us two or three things about your team in particular that fans would like to know.
Well, I do think we're one of the best defensive teams in the country. I think we're one of the best rebounding teams in the country. We had a 1 year senior that came to us this year from Rhode Island. She's from France, played at URI this year. She's 6 feet tall on a good day, and she just broke the single season offensive rebounding record at the University of Colorado. Like, unbelievably gifted. I think she's got 120 awards this year or something crazy. But we're really balanced. You know, we have a bunch of different kids. We have 7 different kids that have led us in scoring, 7 different kids that have led us in rebounding, assists. Like, we play super up tempo. It's a fun brand of basketball. We get up and down, we turn people over. You know, so I think when people are looking for March Madness and fun games and fun teams to watch, we're definitely one of those teams.
Well, who on your team is going to shoot till their arm falls off? That's what I want to know.
Ah, that's a great question. Nobody's going to shoot it like you do. That's for sure. Desiree Wooten is our leading scorer right now. She's been here this is her first year. She's a junior. And she's led us in scoring most of the year. She's dynamic. She's athletic. You know, as the kids say, she's a walking bucket. Like, she can just go get one whenever and however. And she's pretty fun to watch.
Okay, JR, make your case. Charlie Cream, you know, there's a lot of conversation out there right now. Give us what you got. Give us your best stuff.
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons that we should be in the NCAA tournament. We're 8-3 in our last 11 games. You know, there aren't too many, you know, Power 5-4 teams out there that have won that many recently. We're super balanced. We have 3 top 20 wins. We have 2 top 15 losses that were by 4 points and 6 points. So those easily could have gone the other way. But yeah, a team that's just playing really good basketball at the right time of the year.
That's what you need, right? And
ma'am,
I have this conversation. We have it on the air, actually. There's 12 pieces of criteria that the NCAA committee uses. None of them have any weights on them. So you have no idea as a coach or a fan which piece of criteria is going to matter most for your particular team. And then the observable component, like watching games and having an understanding, like all the data and the metrics and the numbers that you give, that all to me seems pretty solid. I mean, what would be the downside to that, right? How do you go about presenting it to your team, like, and keeping it real with them? Because you said you're very blunt with them.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is just our total MO is just taking one day at a time. And that's such coach speak. I get it, but we actually genuinely live that, you know, like, We aren't worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, if we're excellent today, like if we handle our business today, and today that's film, practice, and the weight room. If we handle our business today, we're prepared to handle it tomorrow, you know, and then that leads in 2 days into a game. And, you know, we just feel like we've built those habits that allow us to really strive for greatness on every single day of the week.
Speaking of greatness, Isabel Fijikowski is going to be a member of the next Women's Basketball Hall of Fame class.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about her, about Colorado's ability to embrace her greatness with her induction into the Hall.
Yeah, it's an incredible honor, you know, obviously for her and her family, and but also for the University of Colorado to know that we have yet another player, you know, or woman going into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. And so, yeah, we're honored. We're proud. You know, we were able to meet her actually with her daughter now playing at South Carolina. We met her daughter when she was, I don't know, maybe 12 years old. They came to campus and she was already, you know, you could already tell she was going to be great. But yeah, we're excited and proud and know that, you know, she'll represent, both University of Colorado as well as everything she's done, you know, overseas as in, when the time comes.
And then JR, just the mom question, right? I mean, how old are your kids? How's it going? Are they going to travel with you? What's on the schedule?
Yeah, they are great. And, they're 17, 14 and 10. And they're way too busy to travel with us. Like they've got, you know, basketball and volleyball, and my middle daughter just got back from Orlando yesterday from a volleyball tournament. So they're all over the place. Plus they have school, so they'll stay at home and hold down the home front.
I always say to my husband, we keep it in rhythm. We don't really have balance. There's never any time where it's 50-50 or equal. It's just the way it goes. How do you describe it?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've always just told everybody, honest to goodness, we're all just doing the best we can. You know, and I'm trying to be the best coach I can be. I'm trying to be the best mom I can be. And I'm not perfect at any of it. None of us are, you know, but I think as long as we're trying to be our best, certainly I've missed, you know, some band concerts, but also I've missed some recruiting events, you know, to be with my kids. So I think that perspective and that balance allows us to, you know, to really pour in and be where our feet are.
And that's why you've had a successful season. And that's why, with all the interchangeable parts that come with college basketball, the landscape that we're living in, you're able to make it work. Thank you, JR, for being with us on Nothing But Net. It's a pleasure to see you, and I know we're going to see you in March.
Yes, ma'am. That's the plan. I appreciate you having me on and everything you do for us, Debbie.
Thank you. That's JR Payne, the head coach at the University of Colorado. Go Buffs!